This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Melting green, welcome in the beginning of another night of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere in unison as we carry a sporty tune coast to coast, border to border and beyond on the vast and humongously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the running of my mouth. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. We will. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour, not from the NFL draft, although it has finally arrived. We are at D-Day. It's here, the NFL draft. We've only been talking about this for how many months now since the Super Bowl ended? A couple months, right? Seems like it's been more than that. If I read one more mock draft, I'm jumping off the curb. That's it. I'm jumping off the curb. Anyway, our lead is from Pro Bouncy Ball. We need to kind of upclass this show. We're gonna go to the garden. Who doesn't like gardening? Apparently the Celtics don't like guarding. Boston and Miami meeting game 2 opening round matchup. Did you watch? I've looked at the ratings. Probably not. I have no fear. Underdog is here. I watched, so you would not have to. So someone named Tyler Hero, but it's spelled with an extra R. Tyler Hero, 24 points, 14 assists. Knocked down 6 money balls and a partridge in a pear tree. The Heat had 23. three-pointers. I didn't play in the NBA, but I'm told that's a lot. The most, in fact, in that franchise's playoff history. They have been in a lot of playoff games there in Miami. So the Heatles get a 111-101 upset victory as Joe Public took it in the shorts. Many people assuming that was free money. There's no way Miami can compete with Boston loading up on the Celtics. Well, obviously that did not happen here. And so that means the top-seeded Celtics, who had the greatest regular season in a very long time for that franchise, and some would say the greatest all-time regular season, depending on what you look at, they are now tied up. It's a best-of-five series, and the Heat have home court advantage. Miami shot 53% from beyond the arc. It's like Moneyball Maller. It's like how I shoot. But game one, they got blown out. Come back, win game two. The better story, though, is in the losing locker room. So Jaylen Brown, who is the Robin to Batman, that would be Jason Tatum in Boston. Jaylen Brown, afterwards, he said that the Celtics had guys they wanted shooting the ball for Miami. They just weren't hitting them. And that they had decent closeouts. Now, Joe Mazzulla said pretty much the same thing. That was the company line. That was the talking point. So let us discuss. Does the Jaylen Brown / Mazzulla explanation for the Celtics loss, does that work for you? So I've got Afterburners, Prosecutor, and Kentucky Derby. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a head-scratcher, which I would argue that game was a head-scratcher. Like, typically, what happens in that sport is the better team wins, and yeah, the team that's the shorthanded team can hang around for three quarters, but then in the fourth quarter, the better team pulls away and wins the game. That obviously did not happen, but to answer the question, does the Jaylen Brown explanation with Joe Mazzulla, does that work for you? And no, I'm shaking my head. No, Jaylen Brown's justification is dubious at best. The Celtic perimeter defense, I would compare it to the consistency of a Boston cream pie. During the broadcast, maybe I imagined this. I don't know. Maybe I did. I was watching. I was getting hemorrhoids sitting watching. The TNT broadcast, they highlighted some of the closeouts, and the hands were down. They weren't up. Now, as far as the coaching, we can argue, we can debate what percentage of this goes to coaching. I mean, say 30%. The C's were caught also just generally sniffing themselves. They expected this to be easy street. But what about let them play Joe? Joe Mazzulla, who went into this game and he didn't take stupid pills. He took Doc Rivers pills. And it looked, watching it, like Mazzulla just expected this to be easy, like the players, and they had an analytical outline of how they wanted to play the Celtics. It wasn't working. And so he essentially just said, F it. I guess we're going to lose this game. You know, that's it. You know, just I'm going to stubbornly continue my game plan. I'm not going to make any kind of in-game adjustments. You know, that didn't work. Nerds didn't have the right game plan. It's over. And as far as the players who get more of it, a shame bell. I'm going to give the biggest shame bell to Jason Tatum. A lot of people picking on Kristaps Porzingis and some other players on the Celtics. But Jason Tatum is supposed to be that guy. Right, he's supposed to be that guy. And I've seen him be that guy. I have watched him be that guy. He was not that guy in this game. Now, if you didn't see the game, you just read the box score, you're like, he wasn't bad. What are you talking about? You can't blame him. He had his normal stat line. He didn't shoot poorly. Let me elaborate for those of you a little slow. You might be on the spectrum. So Jason Tatum, this is the game you put on the old afterburners, and he couldn't find the afterburner. Couldn't find it. Fourth quarter. Now, Porzingis sucked at a time you cannot suck, and there were plenty of other people that stunk as well. But, man, Jason Tatum, even with all the three-point shots hitting nothing but net, you still had the opportunity to win that game. With Tatum makes a couple of plays in the hustle and bustle of the fourth quarter, you win the game. All right, now, moving to the next chapter. A beef in La La Land, finger-pointing in the kingdom of the purple and gold? Say it ain't so. So you might remember, we mentioned this in a previous episode of the show, It was after game two, if you can remember back to game two in Denver. Anthony Davis claimed that the Lakers have stretches during these games where they don't know what they're doing on both ends of the floor. Like they have this mental fog that takes over. So, of course, Laker coach Darvin Ham was asked about that. He attempted to refute the unibrow's claim. Of course he did. Saying if things don't go right, the players get frustrated. Ham praised his coaching staff. And he said he would just chalk that up to frustration from losing the game. Talked about emotion and how the game ended. He said, I'll agree to disagree on that one. So you've got Darvin Ham disagreeing with Anthony Davis and Davis's belief that the Lakers don't know what they're doing for stretches of the game. Who's right? So nobody's right. Everyone loses. And here's, let me explain why. All right. I'm going to get out my Venn diagram and explain exactly why. I'll get my telestrator as well. So here, it's a radio strator. So let me explain. All right. If the Lakers know what they're supposed to be doing, as Darvin Ham says, and they're not executing, that is on both the coaches and the players. The coach is unable to get them to execute. The players unwilling to execute. If they don't know what they're supposed to be doing, that's on the coaches. Either way, Darvin Ham is the fall guy for all of this. We just asked in a question on Mallard to the third degree about Darvin Ham and his long-term viability as Laker coach. And my take then, and I haven't changed my take, is it is an outcome-determined result. The Lakers have not had a problem getting rid of coaches. Yeah, they had Phil Jackson for a while. He left for a year because he didn't like Kobe Bryant, and then he came back. And they had way back Pat Riley. But other than that, they usually go through a lot of coaches. That's not a long-term job there coaching the Lakers. Ask Frank Vogel about that. But there's an old line in political, not political, in judicial circles. And the line goes, so, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't work in that world, but a good prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich, right? You might have heard that before, right? Yeah, I mean, you can pretty much indict anything if you're a good prosecutor. You can find some vague law that somebody broke. But Darvin Ham, what I'm trying to say here, he's in the deep end. All right, last word, quickly we go to Wisconsin, where Bucks forward Bobby Portis addressed the trash talk from the Indiana basketball team. This following the game two win by the Pacers. Now, Portis, the reason I'm bringing this up is because it was extra spicy. It was a spicy margarita. So Portis snapped. He said, quite frankly, they are front runners, bro. He sounds like Blake Snell. Front runners, bro. He said, when the S, I didn't say the word, unlike our callers, when the poopy going good, they laughing, Portis said. Clapping, all that. When it's going bad, they not saying nothing. I think there were some words missing. But Portis ranted and ranted and all that. All right, so where are you at on Bobby Portis essentially calling the Pacers? He did. Front runners. Not essentially. He said the word front runners. So here's my position. It is true, perhaps, but irrelevant. True, perhaps, but irrelevant. Because, spoiler alert, that is how sports work. Everyone is giggling and smiling and happy when they're winning, and when they're losing, they sulk. And if they don't sulk, we goof on them. That's how it works. That's why the mantra of this show, the better story, is in the losing locker room. The Bucks are a perfect example. If Milwaukee had won that game, does Bobby Portis call the other team front runners? Boo-hoo-hoo! Of course not. It's kind of like the Kentucky Derby or thoroughbred racing in general. If you've ever bet the ponies, they have done study after study. Front runners have the best winning percentage of any run style. There's like four different run styles in a thoroughbred race. The style that would be the opposite of front runner is the holdup style, where you kind of save it, right? You kind of, you know, it's kind of in the pack or in the back, and then you wait for the stretch run to close it out. In team sports, it's called sandbagging, where you just kind of hang around and then you let the other team think they're going to win, and then you knock them out at the end. But that's got the worst win rate in horse race anyway, but most of these games are like a Harvard boat race. You jump out ahead, you get a big lead. Every once in a blue moon, as Andrea, the astrology goddess, would say, the moon goddess, every once in a while, a team comes back from 20 down. But that does not make it the norm. Most of the time, you go up by 20 or 25 points or 30 points, you win the game. And when you don't win the game, that becomes something that people go crazy over.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The push that paid off. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, right next door, as we move at a glacial pace, coast to coast, border to border and beyond, on the vast and sizably powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from the box. We stand on top of the soapbox. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Cowboy Drew is busy playing that video game, the farming game, but he thinks that's a lot. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour from the Downtown Athletic Club in New York City. For many, many years, that was the hub of the Heisman Trophy. Major decision was made. You might have heard about it, maybe not, as this is NFL draft day. But somebody that was drafted years ago into the NFL and won a Heisman and then lost a Heisman, well, new development. The Heisman Trust has announced that it is formally, quote, reinstating Reggie Bush 14 years after the USC football star said bye-bye to the 2005 Heisman Trophy because of what was, at the time, a major violation that was sanctioned against USC football because Reggie Bush was getting paid. Oh my God. Name, image, and likeness changes were behind the move. They were referenced in a prepared statement released by the Heisman folks. And this has led to the pearl clutching crowd saying, oh my God, this is just the tip of the spear. So let us discuss the question. Reggie Bush getting the Heisman Trophy back. Does this open up a can of worms for the NCAA? So I've got testimonial, Jimmy Cliff, and Golden Fleece. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to wreak havoc, which many people seem to think is going to happen to the NCAA because of this. Now, number one. Yeah, Lorena might have been taking a bite of food there. Let me try that again. Number one. A little better. All right, so some breathless reactions to the Reggie Bush news. I always enjoy the over-the-top reactions. The sky is falling. It's Armageddon. I enjoy that. I live for that. So the claims are, if you haven't been paying attention, that this opens up Pandora's box, that since Reggie Bush is getting the Heisman back, schools like Southern Methodist, better known as SMU, if you're old, you remember, you know, 40 years ago they got the death penalty because Eric Dickerson was getting paid and other people. Ohio State players more recently, they were getting compensated for memorabilia with tattoos and other things. Remember the Tennessee story where players were walking around with McDonald's bags filled with cash? And to that, to the idea that all of those things now are in play, that there'll be lawsuits here, there, and everywhere, to that we say, take a breath. Because I spent 1 minute of my life that I will not get back, a minute-long Maller review, and after that investigation, the answer is no. And here's why. Reggie Bush, let me say this very carefully and slowly, Reggie Bush got his trophy back from the Heisman Trust, not the NCAA. These are two completely independent operations. What this is, though, is a testimonial to the power of money and the power of the University of Southern California Alumni Association. There were thousands of dollars, not of Reggie Bush's money, that were spent. There was a grassroots movement. This has been going on for 4 or 5 years at least. I know driving around Los Angeles that there were billboards up off the 405 freeway and some other places saying, give Reggie Bush back his Heisman. You're probably thinking, why would that matter? It doesn't matter because the Heisman folks live in New York. They're not in L.A. But this is more of a symbolic win for Reggie Bush. And a lot of it's because of the bots on social media and the uproar on the socials. But it doesn't change the NCAA's situation. And Reggie Bush, for those that have not followed and read the fine print, Reggie Bush, from what I understand, is still involved in a defamation lawsuit against the NCAA over comments they made about the Heisman. So it is conceivable that the fact that Reggie Bush is getting back the Heisman will help that argument, saying, hey, you slandered me and you defamed me and now I got my trophy back. But that'll be decided by the courts. Stay tuned. Now, page two, we shuffle off to the NFL. It is a big day on the calendar. If you're a draftnik, if you're a nerd, if you enjoy random names of people being read, the draft is such a spectacle now. I have a love-hate relationship with it. It's so over the top. They bring in celebrities, and it's a dog and pony show. And, there was like the Marriott Marquis in Times Square. They had the NFL draft when I was a kid. And it was a bunch of middle-aged people sitting around. And there was just not a lot going on. There was no real entertainment value. Now they try to jazz it up. And for some people, it works. I watched the top 10 picks. And then I'm out. Now, this is not about the NFL draft, because there's a story out of Detroit where the draft is being held. But we're told that Jared Goff is not getting a contract extension with the Lions anytime soon. Now, that's newsworthy because the Detroit football team robbed a couple of banks and they signed their star tackle, Penny Sewell, to a big contract. Amon-Ra St. Brown got a massive contract, but not the quarterback. So thumbs up or thumbs down, thumbs up, thumbs down, are the Lions making a tactical error not extending Jared Goff? So I'm going to go thumbs down. I do not believe they are making a tactical mistake. I don't buy that. This is actually a wise move for the Detroit football team. Jared Goff is entering a lame duck season, which I'm okay with, right? I'm okay with that. And clearly the Lions are okay, unless they fold before training camp, which could still happen. Right. But as we are talking right now, we have to worry about the show today. We can't worry about the show tomorrow. We can't worry about the show in July when training camp opens up. As we're doing the show today, the Lions are holding firm. And that's okay. And they should do that. The musical melody for this story at this point is a Jimmy Cliff classic from the 70s. Actions speak louder than words. Jared Goff is an afterthought. He's not a priority. Not a priority. He's on track to become a free agent in 2025. Now, the move here, which teams rarely do because the players hate it, the Lions could place the dreaded franchise tag on Jared Goff so they can get him an extra year after that. Now, occasionally that backfires. I also fully am open and admit that I still have PTSD from watching Jared Goff with the Rams. He's actually been better with the Lions. He's a mid-level quarterback, which is all you really need. You can win a Super Bowl with a mid-level quarterback. Ask Nick Foles about that. But he's not my guy. So I'm fine with the Lions making him sweat a little bit. I'm okay with that. It's not my money. All right, final point. We have a tradition on this show. A lot of the things that we've done this for a while. And one of the things that we do is we hold football executives accountable. If you watch the draft and you consume the draft, you will often hear executives and coaches say, do not judge the draft right away. You can't judge the draft right away. Now, I realize that on Sunday night and Monday, there will be immediate report cards on the draft. We'll probably do one tomorrow because I got to fill content. So they always say, let it marinate. Don't judge a book by its cover, all those cliches. Okay, fine. Okay, that's fine. So they do this, of course, because they have plausible deniability. They figure that no one will actually go back and do it. Enter the Ben Maller Show. You want to bet on that? All right, so let's go back. We're going to set the hot tub time machine to 2020. Oh, boy, that was a bad year. Pandemic. Give me the good, the bad, and the ugly of the 2020 NFL draft. The good, the bad, and the ugly. So the good, all right, the good is the number one pick, Joe Burrow. The NFL's second ranked quarterback on Maller's big board behind Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is way ahead. He's like secretariat, but Joe Burrow's number two. He's number two. The Vikings, they got Justin Jefferson in that draft in the first round. CeeDee Lamb drafted by Dallas. So that's the good also. There's actually, those guys are great. Put them in the great category. Certainly Jefferson and Burrow. CeeDee Lamb's on, he's on the fence on that. But the good players, the good, the bad, and the other, the good players, Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert. I said good, not great. Like, they put up big numbers. I don't trust Tua in a big game. I don't trust Herbert in a big game. But they're good stat guys, and a lot of people love stat guys, and they're good stat guys, so fine. The bad, hail to the Redskins. I guess they were called the Washington football team in 2020. I can't keep track. But the team in Washington took a defensive end named Chase Young, who is built like Adonis and plays like Cookie Monster. So he was drafted number two. And then Detroit, they drafted a defensive back named Jeff Okuda with the number two pick, or number three pick in that draft. And so both those guys are on their third team now, which I'm told is not good. The ugly, the absolute ugliest of the ugly, I would argue, we've been doing this for a long time, this is the single most embarrassing, humiliating draft in the history of this show that we have broken down for first-round picks. The ugly of the ugliest, the Golden Fleece Award goes to the Raiders. That's right, the Raiders. That draft in the first round, this was the draft they picked wide receiver Henry Ruggs with the 12th overall pick and a defensive back named Damon Arnett from Ohio State with the number 19th pick. Since that draft, Arnett was arrested on gun and meth charges. Ruggs is currently in jail in Nevada, serving 3 to 10 years in prison. You might remember the 2021 drunk driving crash that killed a young lady in Vegas and her dog. They were barbecued alive because of Ruggs. And they were both drafted in the first round of the 2020 draft. That's not ugly. That's like something lower than ugly. And let me point out also, for those that have been convinced that the draft is the Holy Land and you're going to get amazing players, every year your team's going to get one or two great players. So in the 2020 draft, there were 255 players selected. Out of those 255 players, how many of them have made a first-team All-Pro? That's the highest honor you can get. Pro Bowl doesn't matter. Pro Bowl is a volleyball game. Highest honor in the NFL, and the only honor that really matters, is first-team All-Pro. How many players drafted in 2020, 255, how many of them were first-team All-Pro? All right, pens down. Survey says 7. That's it. That's all. Now, using Maller math on the back of the napkin, Maller math, that works out to 2.7% of the players drafted in 2020. Many of them are not even in the NFL anymore. They're now working real jobs because it didn't work out for them, but a 2.7% hit rate. And that's where we are.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. Fire it. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Kubaloo.
Jaden Daniels said in a recent interview that he wants to surpass Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson as the best running quarterback of all time. Ben, do you see that potential in Daniels?
Well, I like the high expectations, the high, setting the bar high. I did enjoy watching Jaden Daniels play at LSU. He looks way too skinny. They got to fatten him up, man. I'm going to go no. I think he'll be okay. I don't see him surpassing. Lamar Jackson's already won 2 MVPs. I don't see him doing that. Next!
An NFL writer made an interesting prediction this week when he said that Bo Nix will get drafted ahead of J.J. McCarthy. Ben, are you buying that prediction?
Well, not based on everything I've read. I know it's lying season, but they have been sucking the toes of J.J. McCarthy, and they've been ripping Bo Nix. So we'll find out if that was a big, fat lie. But Bo Nix apparently sucked at his pro day. People are down on him. But you know, he's going to be drafted in the first couple of rounds. I don't think he'll be. I'm going to go no. McCarthy gets drafted ahead of him. So I'm on the record. There you go. JJ, 8 passes a week for Michigan, gets drafted ahead. Next!
Victor Wembanyama recently told a French newspaper that he has only reached 15% of the player that he will be at his prime. Ben, do you think we've only seen a small fraction of what Wemby will be?
Well, what do they say about stats? You know, stats, and then, you know, lies. I mean, how does he know 15%? How does he know it's not 17%? Or he looks amazing. Like, he sucked at the beginning of the year, and then he got control over his game. And, this guy's going to be dominating for the next 20 years. How did we do?
You passed this edition.
That is a win. I got the win. Put it on the board. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's get a little appetizer. Hit that button there. There we go.
It's
here
now
we go.
Time
here we go.
For, time for.
Well, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter.
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
And away we go. It's Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers. Get a couple of appetizers going. Ben and friends and Koopaloop, the reading of the questions.
Ben, we're going to start off with a question for you.
Okay, all me. I'm on the pedestal. Here we go.
Alf, the alien opiner.
Hi, Alf.
He would like to know, do you miss the crosstalk at the top and bottom of the show?
No. I'm fine. I get to bite my fingernails and drink water, drink ice water. So it's really what I do in that time. So no, I don't. You do local stuff. You have to do a lot of crosstalk. But we don't have to do that here because some of the affiliates do not carry all the shows.
Yeah, so. That's why we stopped doing it. But we used to do it.
Yeah, we did. There was a time we did. We started out not doing it. Then we did it. And then some of the affiliates got upset because I'd play grab ass with the morning show, and then the local morning show would come on, and they're like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that?
Right.
You're not supposed to be doing that. So we stopped it. Anyway, but yeah, what is next?
All right, Cowboy Killer wants to know, this is a very important question.
Hi, Cowboy Killer. It sounds like Lorena might know the question. She's laughing.
That was a sneeze, I think.
Oh, it was a sneeze?
Yeah, it was weird.
Did you use some pepper?
It was aggressive.
Wow. He wants to know, do you put your grocery cart back where it belongs or leave it when you finish?
I used to put it back, but now I don't because of Supermarket Steve. Supermarket Steve taught me that I'm taking someone's job.
No, that is BS.
By putting
don't you
it
ever
back.
Watch Cart Narcs? Put your cart back.
No, cool.
Yes.
Listen.
No, that is
Supermarket Steve's a professional. He's not on some TV show or something like that or some website. He is a professional in the business, the grocery business. I'm listening to my expert. Everyone,
well, no, that
he's
is the,
my
that
guy.
Is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, especially coming from somebody that works in the business. Because if everybody put their cart back in the cart return, that person's not going to lose their job. They're still going to have a job.
Listen, Coop, you're on the wrong side of history.
No, I'm not.
I don't know what
Coop,
to tell
I'm with
you,
Coop
okay?
on this.
Well, you're wrong, too. And Supermarket Steve's the guy that taught me. If you're a problem, check in with him.
I will.
Eddie, you return the card? Is that the,
absolutely.
Every
time I go to the grocery store, they'll be like, Fred, can you do a cart run? And the guy comes out of the meat department, and he looks like he's
a guy gets to go outside,
off.
Give
no.
a little sun.
No.
Get some fresh
off.
Air.
He has
no.
to go
the guy's
up
stuck
the carts.
Back there cutting up cow intestines.
No,
he wanted to go outside and get the
and
carts.
And he's like, I do not want to be doing this.
And you're
a good person and put your cart back.
I'm doing him a favor. He doesn't want to do that crap.
You're losers. Lorena?
I use my child as an excuse. I never put the cart back. I'm not leaving my child in the car
by
themselves.
That's right. See, Lorena's she's got it right there.
They don't even put them conveniently close to your car. They got to be on the other side of the parking lot.
Okay,
that's
no,
right.
Listen, Lorena.
No,
go to
I don't
want
to listen. Ask another question, Coop.
You go to your car.
Quickly.
You unload the groceries. Then you take the cart with your child in it, and then you put the cart back, and then you take your child out of the cart, and then you both go back to the car.
No, Coop.
Now your cart is, no, your cart's sitting in a parking space, and then it could hit
true.
Somebody's
yeah.
car.
Yep. Coop's
you can
got a
ding
lot of
somebody's
weird.
Car.
Yeah, no,
I'm
no.
with
no.
you, Coop.
Coop's
no, you are,
Coop's
up, you are totally on the wrong side
back.
Of this.
Coop, people
started.
Put the cart back.
Oh, my God. Coop, he buys expensive gas and returns the cart. He's a bad human being. Oh,
you are crazy.
Yeah,
there is an entire YouTube channel devoted to putting the cart back.
I don't care. Oh, so what? It's probably a YouTube channel to not put the cart back. What is that? There's a million YouTube channels. There's 7 billion YouTube channels. All right, let's pause for the cause.
Ben's not a good person.
I'm
no, definitely
Coop.
Not. What an a-hole.
Right to the solar plexus, Eddie. I'm going to punch him right out of solar plexus. This is going to be an HR situation. Unless
I'm already getting DMs talking about how much of an a-hole you are.
Yeah, okay. You're lying. Everyone knows you're lying. No one sends you DMs. Anyway, we will have more of this relevant Ask Ben for the rest of the hour. Keep those questions coming in. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
It continues. Ask Ben. Your questions are answers for the rest of the hour. And we move ahead now in the broadcast to the Koopa Loop with the reading of the question.
As usual, the people are overwhelmingly in my favor. But
that's not what I'm seeing here, Eddie. Yeah, people calling you a dope and a
no,
moron.
No, there's literally not a single tweet in, that's backing what you said. But let's go. Let's continue on. Double O Mexican wants to know, what is the best fight you've ever seen in public? Live, like in person.
Like a boxing match, or there's like couple people fighting?
I took it as a couple people fighting.
Oh,
but, I mean,
Dodger Stadium. It's fight night at Dodger Stadium, especially when the Giants come in. Oh, my God. It's so entertaining. But the coolest fight I ever saw was at the old LA Sports Arena back when there were 17 people that went to Clipper games, and there was a huge fight in the top – that arena's gone, but the upper part of the arena, and they tumbled over. And there was no one in their way. And they started at the top, and they went down to, like, the next level. It was crazy. But on a regular basis, it's a Dodger game. It used to be the Raiders. You go to a Raider game. That was where it was at. But the tickets are so expensive now, it's not quite the same. Eddie?
So I've been playing beer league hockey for, like, 20 years, and every once in a while somebody will get in a fight. It's usually embarrassing and stupid. But not long ago, there was an honest-to-goodness square-off, drop-the-gloves NHL-style fight between our goalie and another one of their players, and it was impressive. And when it was all said and done, they were both, like, completely worn out. And then they got kicked out of the game because you can't fight in our league. Yeah. And then you realize they're, like, going to the locker room, and there's nobody there to stop them, and they're heading towards each other again. And we're, like, we're all watching to see if they're going to go again, and they both, like, gave each other a hug.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
It's also a humble brag by Eddie that he plays hockey. What about
well
you,
known.
Lorena?
Not well known. Well, let's see. My favorite confrontation fight was probably when my ex got punched in the face by his girlfriend. I was standing in the same room. It was
personal.
So intense.
Personal. Wow. All right. You enjoyed that. Did you record it so you could watch it over and over again?
No.
You did not. I got you. All right, Koobaloop.
Mine also took place at Dodger Stadium.
Hey, bring the family.
No family's can afford to go there anymore, but yeah.
I was in one of, like, the lower sections, like field level.
Yeah, you were out to the pavilion for the real fights.
So somebody from one of the upper levels was talking trash to somebody down in my section. And then the guy in my section runs up the stairway, and within, like, a minute or so, we see him show up at the front row of the upper section, and he starts fighting the dude. And then the guy's girlfriend comes up from behind him, jumps on the guy's back, and starts, like, pounding the back of his head, and he turns around and just, boom, just decks the girlfriend in the face.
Wow.
And then just looks around and then bolts out of there. That was one of the craziest things.
It is stupid to fight in the upper decks at Dodger Stadium, because I have seen people fall over.
I was just going to say, yeah, that's what it was.
Oh,
it was scary.
Gosh,
they were up against the railing. It was, it was nuts.
You do not, it's a very steep drop.
You could die.
Yes, that's
all right.
What happens.
Late night drug tester wants to know.
Late night drug tester.
He says it's for Ben, so I guess it's just for you. Why do people refrigerate ketchup at home, but restaurants leave it sitting on the counter all day?
It's a great point. Yeah, I've had this argument with my wife. Like, this stuff, it doesn't need to go in the refrigerator. Oh, it goes in the refrigerator. Because everyone thinks if it's in the refrigerator, it's never going to go bad. That's why. It's a mental illness. That's what I'm blaming on, mental illness. What is next? It's like, but some things like butter and eggs, you don't necessarily.
Do you put your bread in the fridge?
My wife does. I don't. Mm. I just leave it out. Eddie, Coop, what's next? Quickly!
How do you like your eggs? King Rory wants to know.
I don't eat eggs, but when I do, they're scrambled with cheese. Eddie?
Scrambled.
Lorena?
Sunny side up.
Oh, you're a bad person. Mm. Coop?
Over medium.
Oh.
Or poached.
Oh,
poached is great. Oh, that's so good.
Oh, it is so bad.
Yummy.
I want to puke in my mouth thinking about that.
The runny yolk? Mmm.
Oh, yeah. Dip your bacon in it?
Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
It's a terrible job by you, Coop, on it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.